الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fadlillahi alayna, from the bounty and the blessing of Allah ta'ala upon us, at a lot of coaching we received all the time from different people to help the community. And that's one of the policy in the Masjid Manhattan, to serve the people, to serve all the communities inshaAllah ta'ala with the coachings. A sister, she's claimed in her questions, she married a Muslim man for 20 years. And she had, Allah provided her two daughters. Her husband used to practice Islam, and suddenly, after 20 years, he dropped off the salah. He did not pray anymore. And as you see, the salah, praying is one of the pillars in Islam, and whoever rejects as-salah, he will be kafir, he will be a disbeliever. And more than that, he cleared and he declared that he disbelieved Islam and he rejects Allah and His Messenger. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Right away, the sister, she did her duty. She continued to invite her husband and to tell him, so and though the salah is fard, cannot leave it, you have to continue and so, but he insists to disbelieve the Islam, and he said, I'm not going to do it. Now later on, she said, okay, you are a disbeliever, you became a rejecter, murtad. Anybody leave a salah and he denied, he became murtad. Murtad, it means he rejected the Islam. She told him, I cannot live with you anymore. Right away, he told her, you are my wife, either you accepted according to the law, you accepted or not accepted, you are my wife in this country, because he made a legal marriage in this country in a city hall. Now, the woman, she has no job. And the woman, she has two daughters from him. They are young now. And the daughter still live with her. And the problem is, when she intended to leave him, the one who stood against her, her family members. She has a brothers and sisters and her mother. And they forced her, you must stay with him. Who gonna sponsor you? Who gonna support you financially? Are you dreaming? You never know, maybe Allah guide him later. And she found herself under the pressures of her family member. She sent the question, what I should do, ya Sheikh? People called me, sister called, what I have to do in this case? First, we need to advise this sister, inshaAllah ta'ala. Anybody cleared and declare clearly, openly, I am not a Muslim, and he married any Muslim woman in Islam, totally became unlawful for her. It's haram to submit herself or to give herself to this person. Unless he come back and he submitted and he said, declare the shahada again to be a Muslim in order to continue the religion. And someone of us today, we need to deal with reality. The reality is, this woman, she will be in the street. She has no job. What she gonna do with her daughter, ya Sheikh Tariq? He now declare he is not a Muslim. But as you know, Allah cleared in the Quran, all of you know about that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forbid the Muslim female to marry any non-Muslim. So, and the dalil is, if we need to answer with dalil, with evidence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said clearly in Surah Al-Mumtahina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah says, فَإِنْ عَلِمْتُمُوهُنَّ مُؤْمِنَاتٍ فَلَا تَرْجِعُهُنَّ إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ لَا هُنَّ حِلٌّ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنَّ. Allah says in Surah Al-Mumtahina, and if you learn, they are mu'minats. Mu'minats mean believer females. فَلَا تَرْجِعُهُنَّ إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ. Don't ever return them back to al-kuffar, to the disbelievers. Why? Allah cleared it in a second part of the ayah. لَهُنَّ حِلٌّ لَهُمْ. The female believers. They are not lawful for them. And also, the male disbelievers, they are not lawful for them. And the occasion for this ayah, what is the reason for this ayah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, in the Hudaybiyah village, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw in his dream that he performed in the Umrah. The dream of the Prophet are truth. So right away he commanded the companion who need to come with me, 1400 companions intended to win, to go with him to Mecca to perform Umrah. This is after the Hijrah, after he migrated to Medina. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached Mecca, the disbeliever, the mushrik in Mecca, refused to let the Prophet enter Mecca to perform Umrah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the end, he found it its necessity to make the ceasefire for 10 years. The mushrik came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the border of Hudaybiyah. It's outside of Mecca. And they made agreement with him. Listen, ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you need to make agreement with us for ceasefire, we have a conditions. He said, what's your conditions? He said, if any Muslim in Mecca, if any mushrik, a non-Muslim, in Mecca, became a Muslim, and he came from Mecca to you in Medina, and he became a Muslim, you must return them back to us in Mecca. In the other hand, if any Muslim who became Muslim in Medina, and he rejected the Islam, and he refused to continue to be a Muslim, you must return them back to us. In both cases, the Prophet accepted sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even some of the Sahaba, they didn't like it at all. And even some of the Sahaba, they became angry. Why we lower ourselves? Why we accept this? And the Prophet, he spoke to them in Hudaybiyah. He said, Wallahi inni la Rasulullah. Wallahi, verily I am the messenger of Allah, and Allah will never put me down. I know what I'm doing. Innahu al-wahi, that is the revelations. The Prophet accepted this way. And when he went without performing the Umrah, he came back to Medina. Then after that, some of the females, those who are non-Muslim, mushrik, they became a Muslim and they escaped to Medina. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw them, he has agreement with Quraysh. Now some of the female companions, they became a Muslim. I mean, the mushrik became a Muslim. What we have to do with this? The Prophet has an intention to send them back to where Allah sent this ayah from Surah Al-Mumtahina. فَإِنْ عَلِمْتُمُوهُنَّ. After you examine them, the Prophet, when he received, and some of the women, those who are mushrik and they want to be a Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam examined them. Why you came here today? He asked the woman. Why you came to Medina? Said, we need to be a Muslim. He asked the questions.
Do you know any way, or you have a relation between you and one of the companions in Medina? Because she may escape. Because she loved what? She used to love one of the companions, those who migrated from Mecca to Medina. So the Prophet, he wanna make sure, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the woman she migrated to what? Allah and His Messenger. Not because she loved one of the Sahaba. She loves one of the believers. Then after he knew that they are a believer, he accepted them in Islam, and he said, Allah, he told him and commanded the Prophet, if you learn after you examine them, they are a female companions, they are a female believers, don't ever send them to Al-Kuffar, the disbeliever, in Mecca. Because Allah, clear for all of us, لَهُنَّ حِلٌّ لَهُمْ. The female companions, those who became a Muslim female, they are not lawful for the mushrik anymore. And their husband, those who still in shirk, those who is still a disbeliever in Mecca, they are not lawful for them anymore. But there is a condition in another different ayat. Her husband, the original husband, this husband who still remain in shirk, in order to take his wife from him, Allah commanded the believer who married this woman to pay the dowry for her husband. Islam is justice. Islam all the time is justice. He said, if this woman, she need to marry any one of the companions, he is right to marry her to pay the dowry for her husband back in Mecca. So if we practice this ayah today with our case, now the husband cleared that he is not a Muslim. Haram for the woman to give herself to a non-Muslim. Now we order this woman in Islam to leave him, even if she has two daughters from him, even if she has a dozen of children from him, because a Muslim female cannot be with a non-Muslim, haram for her. But we're going to have a problem. The second question is, do we need to divorce this woman from her husband who became a non-Muslim or not? That's a question we need to open it. Sheikh Ali, this woman she need, because remember I told you in the beginning, her husband, he told her, I am a legal husband for you in this country, I'm not going to divorce you. Can this woman wait for the divorce for the husband? If you call him today, Sheikh Ali, divorce your wife, he's not going to divorce her because he has a marriage certificate. What we should do with this case? What we have to do with this case? For your information, according to the Islamic rules and regulations, this woman, she doesn't need a divorce. This woman, what we should do as a Muslim jama'ah or imam, separate this woman from this man. But we're going to have one more thing. Is a woman, the third question, woman need iddah? Woman, she has to take, as you know, the Muslim woman, if her husband divorced her, she need to wait for what? The iddah. What is the iddah, brother Iqbal? If the woman, she has a menses, she must stay 3 times of menses. It's meant to be purified from the monthly period. 3 times in order to be free from her husband. But we don't need a divorce in this case. But the Islam commanded the woman, even if we separated her from her husband, to stay a time for iddah, for average 3 months. Why, Abdul Rashid?
For reconciliation.
We don't have the man, he declared, Ya Sheikh Ali, the case is not a divorce now. The case is the man became a disbeliever. But we will use the same rule. is a woman, she need عِدَّة, time. You know that a woman under the عِدَّة, she is not allowed to be engaged to someone. She's not allowed to marry someone else in the عِدَّة. Do we need this condition also to be valid and exist even if we separated the woman? The answer is yes. Even if we separated the woman from her husband, because her husband became a disbeliever, the woman, she must stay in عِدَّة, not because of the reconciliation, but to know if she has what? Baby. That's number one. Number two, maybe this man, if he lost her and she leave her, he will be indirect warning for him that he will losing his daughters, he will losing his wife, so he may come back. So if he intend to come back to Islam and declare the Shahada and become a Muslim, if he come within the عِدَّة, within the time, the عِدَّة waiting for the woman, we tell him, you declare the Shahada, Alhamdulillah, and it will take your wife and leave. If he comes after the عِدَّة expired, or the عِدَّة or is over, it's mean average 3 months, if he come back after the 3 months, therefore in order he has to be Muslim, declare the Shahada first, and number two, he has to go for a new contract of marriage. A new contract with marriage, meaning he has to pay the dowry, wali, to marry this woman, and at least to witness and publish the marriage again. Even originally he used to marry her. That is Islam, inshaAllah ta'ala. And the reason, you may be somebody ask me, why if he comes during the عِدَّة, during the time of عِدَّة, and we tell him, take your wife and leave, because now you begin to be a Muslim again. Take your wife. So somebody told me, he became kafir. He became a rejecter of Islam. How come we tell him, take your wife and leave? Here is the evidence. Zainab, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she became a Muslim, her husband Al-Asi, he refused the Islam. So Zainab radiallahu anha wa ardaha migrated to Medina to follow her father, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and her husband remained in Mecca. In one of the battlefields between the Mushrik and the Muslim, they caught her husband as a prisoner of war. And when the Sahaba got him and tied him up in one of the columns of the Masjid, in the Masjid of Medina, of Masjid, the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet saw him. And Zainab, in order to free her husband, because she still loved him, she has children from him, but she prevented or she forbid herself to continue relation with him because he's a mushrik. So Zainab radiallahu anha wardaha, she gave the necklace, send the necklace of her mother Khadija radiallahu anha wardaha to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet, he saw the necklace, and he knows this necklace belonged to his most beloved wife Khadija radiallahu anha wardaha, he feel compassion for his daughter, for Khadija. So he accepted and he freed her husband Al-Asi according to this ransom, which is the necklace which Zainab, she sacrificed and gave it to the Prophet ﷺ to free her husband. Later on, he went to Mecca to finish his business. He has intention to be a Muslim because he saw the Sahaba. How is the Sahaba deal with him? How is the Islam deal with him? Because he was inside the masjid. They tied him in the masjid to hear the classes, to hear the good manners of the Prophet ﷺ and all the Sahaba. So he went to Mecca and finished all his business, and he came back to Medina and he declared the shahada and he became a Muslim without any forcement. What does the Prophet ﷺ did with him? He accepted the original marriage. He did not renew the original marriage. He accepted him as a husband for his daughter without renewing the contract of marriage. And that's what we need in our class. Every husband became a Muslim again, and during the Iddah time he wanted to get his wife back, and his wife must examine him. If he gonna take her, she must examine him. How she examine him? To watch him, he says what? Praying, fasting, and he became a Muslim or not. If he play game, she cannot live with him anymore. But we accept the original marriage, which is done between both of them before he became kafir. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Inshallah ta'ala, we will tell you next time. What about those who reject as-salah, but he did not clear it that he is a kafir? Only he drop off the salah, he doesn't want to pray anymore. He drink, he play gambling, and the wife, she has children from him. But he did not say, I am a disbeliever, I am a Muslim, but I don't practice. What we should do if we have someone like this, and he drop off the salah, and he play and gamble, he drink, what we should do with this case also? Next time I owe you inshallah ta'ala for this inshallah. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala teach us inshallah. If you have any comments or you still you confused, you can ask him in this 2-3 minutes. Anybody has any question for the laboratory?
Now, how to support it, because the family members have rejected, they don't want it. How are we going to resolve it?
You should go to the Muslim community, and the Muslim community are obligated to support this sister, because she did something obligation in Islam. She cannot do and give herself anymore for someone who declared openly, I disbelieve the Islam, I disbelieve Allah. She cannot continue relation with him. And the Muslim Jama'ah should, and also her family, we need to teach her family to teach them, they must support their sisters, because the sister, she skipped to Allah and his messenger and save herself from, because if she accepted this relation, and this will be totally zina. It will be totally zina if she live with him like that, without any faith, without Islam, she will be committing adultery. Both of them, they will commit adultery unless he submit to Islam again and he expresses tawbah to Allah.
I have a question.
Fadhal Sheikh Ali.
Go ahead.
Previous marriage, are you not considering it legal?
Legal. He married her legally?
Yes.
And he married him in a masjid.
Marriage
in the city hall only is not valid. Marriage in the city hall only is not valid. Marriage in the city hall is legal according to the law. But anyone will continue relation with both of them together without a marriage, Islamic marriage, it will be zina. Cannot. And we have this case a couple of years ago when I opened this question. A woman lived with her husband 7 years and she has children from him, and only she married according to the law here in the city hall. In the city hall, this marriage is not valid. We advise her right away to bring her husband and go and marriage, and the both of them, they must express their tawbah to Allah. If they are ignorant and they don't know the rule, Allah will forgive. If they know the rule and they know this marriage is not exist, this marriage is not valid from the city hall, and they continue relation, both of them fell in the zina, and it will be up to Allah to forgive them or to inshallah ta'ala to punish them in the day of the judgment. To ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Bada Sheikh.
So if the guy, he does not divorce her, why she, let's say, completed...
We didn't need his divorce.
Okay, she continues عدّة, she could go on. But then, you know,
she continues عدّة, and she has absolutely option to marry someone yeah. after the عدّة's expire. Jazakallah khair, because I forgot to tell you that. We don't need his divorce. We tell him, take the divorce paper and go hang it in the wall and enjoy it. But you are not, we cannot accept you as a husband in Islam. And they know here, Muslim female cannot marry a non-Muslim. If he declared it, that he is not a Muslim, haram for the woman to continue relation with him. But we ask her to wait for the iddah also. And after the iddah, she will have option to go and marry any Muslim else, inshallah ta'ala, to support her financially. And if this man claim in the court or something like that, we have to have a Muslim lawyer and to go and protect them, both of them, said, because he rejected Islam, a woman cannot live with a non-Muslim. They know the rule here in Islam. Other way, actually, it will be a mess. And we should fight for this case, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khair. Barakallahu hamdik. Shara la ilaha illa anta. استغفرك واتوب اليك. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.